Sheboygan's Country B93 on Wednesdays. We touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio. How are you doing? Frigid Wednesday again. Well, you didn't bring...
But no snow.
Okay.
I said the S word, the snow word. I know.
You did. We identified you as the problem last week, didn't we? Was that last week or the week before? So I guess we're good there.
Right.
You're out of the loop on that one now.
For now.
For now. We're finally going to get some 40s, it sounds like, this weekend.
That
it seems like a pipe dream, maybe, but yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Be great. What do we have here this morning?
Well, today we have George Palmer and Carol Myers from the Family Resource Center. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
All right. So maybe a little background on the Family Resource Center, just for people that don't maybe know what it is or what are some of the services it offers.
The Family Resource Center is located in Plymouth, which is the geographic center of Sheboygan County, if you didn't know that.
Do they have that when you come into Plymouth on the side?
I don't think
they
so.
Should.
They
I
should.
I like that. That's a good identifier.
I like it too. But anyway, the Family Resource Center has the mission of serving families and building up families. And we have two major programs. And one is the Literacy Council, which I work for.
Okay.
And I've been here before. You've heard me. You don't need to hear me again. But anyway.
No, go ahead if you want. Yeah, that's fine.
And the second program is the Parents as Teachers Home Visitation Program. And George Palmer is our executive director, and he is thoroughly versed in Parents as Teachers, and he's going to tell you all about it.
Take it away, George. What a beautiful segue that was.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the introduction, Carol. I'm pleased to be here, and this is my debut on radio, so I'm...
no pressure whatsoever.
Even more.
We set a low standard here on the morning show, so anything you do, you've already exceeded where we expect it to be.
As Carol mentioned, Family Resource Center has been around for well over 25 years, and is located in Plymouth because it is physically the geographic center of the county.
So that's there's an actual purpose to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we had to be centered there.
Okay.
It's because of that. And we have two different organizations. Literacy Council, Carol talked about once before. And Parents as Teachers is an organization under Family Resource Center that's a federally recognized home visitation program geared for parents with children who are from birth to six.
Okay.
Effectively, our parent educators act as consultants to help parents learn how to and know what to do with their child.
Okay.
We get instructions on a backup box of macaroni and cheese, but we have no instructions that come with children.
Right.
So when somebody goes home and gets to their home. Now what do we do? What to expect? How to deal with these things?
Sure.
So our parent educators consult with the families once or twice a month to provide child development information, age-appropriate parenting skills, because what works for an 8-month-old doesn't work for a 2-year-old,
sure.
Doesn't work for a 6-year-old.
Sure.
Then also we do screenings to identify potential development delays, health issues, home safety concerns, and we refer the families to the resources such as food pantries and things of that nature that are here in Sheboygan County, which is rich with all kinds of resources.
Right.
In addition, and this is an important one that really focuses on mothers, is the postpartum depression screenings are done also so that there's a whole view of how people are working both with their children and with themselves.
So do you guys look for volunteers ever?
The volunteer side of our organization is for the Literacy Council, where we have the tutors who work one-on-one with adults. On the Parents as Teachers side, we have highly trained, well-educated parent educators who are the ones who meet with the parents in that once or twice a month situation. And what's really important is that they act as consultants, and we have no charge for any of this service.
Yeah.
And it's important for people to understand in general that the opportunity to have this resource come into your home and work with you on a one-to-one basis frequently, as I said, once or twice a month, they end up developing connections with the families extremely valuable and really assist the parents in becoming the best educators they can be. As most of us know, or not exactly remember, but we can understand by reflection, the parents are, they control the entire environment of youngsters from 0 to 3, particularly, and they are therefore the biggest influence on those children. And by helping parents become better educators and understand what to do for their children, we end up affecting the children in a positive way, preparing them for school and so forth. And one of the things that we've heard recently, which kind of surprised me, is that teachers in the schools are saying that children are arriving unprepared in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought that kindergarten was supposed to...
That was all about being unprepared.
Exactly. Yeah. It's supposed to prepare you for all of school.
Right.
Well, when kids arrive unprepared, it's another indication of just how much knowledge we try to cram into our own brains and to our children's brains, and the growing amount of that knowledge that continues to escalate, so that it gets even more critical to take advantage of that time and to help our children be as well prepared as possible for what ends up being a pretty complex life that they step into.
So for people maybe listening right now that are thinking, that have a 2 or 3 year old next to them, thinking this would be the perfect place for me to ask questions, what's some contact info for you guys?
Well, we have a phone number, which is 920-892-6706. We have a website, Family Resource Center, or frc.org. And people can sign up on the website.
Okay.
They can be referred by pediatricians or by hospitals and so forth. And we also work very closely with the United Way in what's called the Welcome Baby Program.
Okay.
And in the Welcome Baby Program, we have referrals that happen even prenatally, so that before the child's born, the mother already understands the value of what this home visiting option could be after the baby arrives and all hell breaks loose.
Okay. So. That's a perfect way to end the segment. I love it. By the way, behind the scenes, George said this is his first time on the radio. You just handled a situation that people probably didn't hear. You had a cell phone text message. My phone does it all the time during the morning show. That will rattle people if they are not used to being on the radio when that disrupts their train of thought. You took your phone out. You addressed what was going on. You silenced the phone, and you never broke what you were saying. That's a professional move right there. I tip my cap to you,
well,
sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate both of your time this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.